Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Book the improvised musical. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. Give it up for Eric Gerson on the keys.
Woo. Listen, I'll be the first to say it. I'm dressed like the theater.
Yeah. I'll be the second to say it. You're dressed like the theater.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
And you're in the theater, and we thank you for that. By round of applause, who was maybe brought here by a friend and has not experienced this before? Okay. Thank you so much for bringing your friends. Thank you so much, brave friends, for coming to what is described as a musical improv show.
They're going to make up a musical.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to make up a musical. We've never done this before. We could never do it again if we tried. Everything that we sing is improvised. Everything that Eric plays is improvised.
No way.
No way.
No way, not that.
You got to get over it. He's going to be doing that the whole show.
No way. That had to be Bach. From someone who, this is their first time seeing us, or you're like, hey, what's this? Could we get a word? Any word at all?
Prospector.
What was that? Prospector? And then what did you have? You were going to say neuroscience. And that makes me feel like I'm in the Capitol, you know? That feels like America.
Prospector.
Neuroscience.
That's the American story.
Everything in between.
Story, yeah.
That's great. Okay, let's... Oh, were you just going to go?
I was, and then I remembered that's actually not how we do the show. We do talk about it for a second, but I was already crafting, you know?
I mean, hey, man, you do you.
Prospect... I mean, like, we're both California kids.
So we're thinking the same thing.
Well, so, like, prospect... like.
All right.
I assume this is true. Yeah, what's up? California, one of the states! I feel every state... public education teaches you something about your own state.
Yeah.
California's is heavily gold rush focused.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, as far as we know...
That's what California is.
That's all we've ever done.
Welcome to fourth grade. Did you know they found gold here?
Yeah. Like, gold. It's just, like, in the river.
Yeah. And you get to go, like, pan for it a little bit.
You get to pan for it, and then which brings us to, you know...
Neuroscience.
Yeah.
Neuroscience is a lot like panning for the gold in our brains.
That's right.
It's all about like getting in there and trying to see what dendrites there are.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Got some oohs for knowing the word dendrites.
Dendrites, yeah.
I like neuroscience. It's one of those like... aspirational topics, you know, that like I could never pursue it, obviously.
Yeah, no, we do this. But like the brain is one of those crazy things. It's like we don't know what most of it does, or like most of it doesn't do what we like anything or what we think it does.
Right.
Which is crazy.
I think I've told you that I have... this is the part where Zach and I have private conversations.
Yeah.
We go,
you could all leave for a second.
So I went... Morgan, my husband, and I, and like a group of friends did a run of like Coachella for like 7 years in a row where we like did it really dirtbag style. We like car camped and didn't shower. And there was like, by a group, there were like 20 of us by the end. And there was a group of people in the Coachella group who were all high level doctors. And one of them included my friend who is a neurosurgeon, was
for,
specifically a pediatric
children, yeah.
neurosurgeon. And it was sort of like, oh no, I can't see you this way. Like on Molly for 3 days straight, being like, ah, music. I'm like, you operate on baby brains.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand that people are multiple things.
People do put their work away.
Yeah, they do. Like not us. We literally were walking around singing
yeah,
songs.
I don't know how.
But some people do like compartmentalize, work hard, play hard. But it was like, there were three doctors in this group. They were like a cardiothoracic surgeon, a pediatric neurosurgeon, and an eyeball one. And...
It's really a shame that that's what we call them and we never thought of a name for them.
And then I watched all three of them like party the absolute hardest and it was like, oh my.
Yeah.
Good for them. And blow off some steam.
And prospector is one of those jobs that like can only exist for a certain amount of time.
Right.
Until the prospecting is
done.
I guess you could prospect in space now. Don't start playing. I just needed to say that out loud.
We're not really allowed to tell him what to do.
I will. You say that right now. I will tell Eric what to do.
Okay. No, keep finish your thought.
Oh, it's just that like, it is one of those like finite things. And if you would both.
Yeah, you really like, you've made it.
I know. I made it hard. It's just so funny to me. It's like, I'm a prospector. Well, the goal's gone. What are you now?
Well.
Unemployed.
The year is 3412. Welcome aboard the USSSS Fort... Oh, fuck, what was it called? Where was gold discovered?
Oh, you know... What?
Suntersville. Thank you! I was going to say Fort Sumter, but that's like over here. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, the year... Go back. The USSS
Suntersville.
Captain,
yes.
If we have any hope of claim jumping that planet, we're gonna have to get there fast.
How fast does this ship go?
Captain, you're asking me?
Well, I guess I'm asking you, how fast are you willing to push the ship?
Well, under your orders, Captain, I'll push it as fast as we must go. The speed of light.
But I want that space gold so bad. Could we maybe go a little bit faster?
Captain, faster.
Wouldn't it be rad to get there first and go a little bit faster?
Even faster.
'Cause if I know one thing, is that Mars is on our ass. And if we don't get there first, it's gonna be a pass. So we gotta go the speed of light, the speed of light, times two, like speed of light, but faster.
Travel not at the speed of light, but gold. The speed of phasers to set four.
Yes.
Beams off, beams on.
You've got to turn the beams off and then on.
Off beams, on beams, off beams, on beams, wings sideways. Captain, I know that...
Helmsman. You've just been saying my title a lot. I figured it... Helmsman.
Thank you, Captain. Helmsman, no, that's me. Captain.
That's me.
I know they say that there's maybe no gold left in this galaxy, and we're in a race with Mars to prove that's wrong. Not because we need gold, because it's purely ornamental.
Yep.
But to just, as a, on a bet.
on a bet to be the planet with the most gold. Society, as we know, has reached a state where everyone having what they need.
Yeah, now
and
we
so
just...
now all resources are set to doing sort of bets and dares.
Yeah, the stakes are this is mostly for fun.
That's right.
But it's still serious fun that I'd very much like to win because I hate it when Mars wins all the bets.
Mars always rubbing it in their... rubbing it in our face.
Wait!
How fast do you think this Martian spaceship goes?
Reckon we should see if we can put wings sideways this time.
Ooh, I like that. Hey, we got the space donkeys out front. How are they doing?
Space doggies out front?
Space donkeys out front. The space doggies are in the back.
I got the doggies in the back and the donkeys in the front.
Yeah, hold on.
You know, I think one of them might be a mule.
Now, what's the difference between a donkey and a mule?
Well, I'm glad you asked, helmsman.
That's right, Captain.
Here's a little lesson, let's see if you can pass. Hope you don't look like you are an ass, which is a type of donkey if I say that's a rule. But when you mix a horse with donkey, well, that makes a mule.
Oh, right. Donkeys can have other donkeys, but mules can't have kids at all.
That's right.
So if you see a donkey having sex, it's for procreation, but a mule, he's just having a ball.
Now I reckon that we're gonna win just another bet with those silly earthlings who we are dear friends with, and most of these stakes are quite low.
That's right.
But it still feels good every time we win one of these fun little wagers.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure, helmsman.
Captain, do you ever get to wondering now, what's the point of it all? The bets and the dares, they sure do keep us entertained, but, like, sometimes I just wonder, there's not a lot of, I don't know, I mean, things are good, there's just not a lot of stakes to it, you know what I mean?
No, sure, yeah. What you might be wondering, oh, how can we find meaning if we don't have none more problems to solve?
Now, that is a much more eloquent way of saying what I did mean.
No, I don't know about that, helmsman, but, you know, I suppose there's probably... Well, there might be problems beyond our galaxy. Are you suggesting we venture even further? We go beyond? To the deep, deep beyond? We keep exploring this inky black that's ever expanding? If it's ever expanding, some of them places gots to have problems still.
Here's what I'm saying. We're prospectors. Prospecting's what we do. It's in our blood. It's you and me. It's me and you. But we don't got problems in this universe around. But I bet if we dig deep down, there's more to be found. I think that we should go prospecting for other people.
Is just exploring, but if everything is known, then it's like watching a picture where every picture is shown.
We gotta go prospecting for other people's problems. We go prospecting for other people's problems. And if they are physical problems, maybe we can pay.
For other people's problems. It's like the year 3247 is like 1848.
Like 1848.
Captain?
Mars just fucking blew by this planet and didn't... They didn't even stop.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. I think they have a new mule.
You know the difference between a donkey and a mule?
I do. I assumed if you were asking, you also knew.
I know.
Yep. So we both know.
We both know.
Oh, sir, I'm getting a message. I'm getting a message from their captain.
Oh.
We decided to get out of this here galaxy. We're going prospectoring for problems. Follow us if you want. Otherwise, do your thing. Love you. It's helpful for me to say it in their voice.
Well, I was going
to
say, you know what I love about future letters is that when you read them, you naturally take on the voice of the person that sent it.
I know. Fun. Here's my most recent letter from my mom. Ha, how are you? Love you.
Here's the last one I got.
Oh.
My child is young.
Yeah.
But I like that he sends letters.
It's very sweet.
So what do? Do we drill down here and get the gold, or do we follow Mars, who's probably got some hot, hot tip that we don't even know about?
Captain, I mean, there's really no point in us trying to find the gold if we're not even trying to beat Mars in a bet. I say we either go home and go on vacation, or we follow them.
Can we just go home and go on vacation?
I don't see why not. Life is basically a vacation since we've solved all problems.
So what is a vacation when your whole life is a vacation? I know we all have those fun shirts that we wear that say, I need a vacation from my vacation.
Those are hilarious.
I like to wear those on Vacation Wednesdays, the eighth day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you always wanted to do?
Be a helmsman on a USSSSS ship? Of course, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
I always dreamed of being in the stars ever since I was riding my parents' rawr.
Mm. It's me too. I always wanted to be a captain, but I thought it would be about, I don't know, diplomacy and like exploring new things. But it's more of just like a, we got the ships, they're crowding up the parking lot, get them out there.
Yeah.
You can't park them all. Make sure they're out there driving around, flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Drive them, fly them. We'll just get them out of the parking lot.
Just
get them out
of here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
What if we gave ourselves a different mission?
Different than any of the options we've yet discussed?
Oh, sure. Why? You have something?
Well, I follow Mars on their new thing.
Okay.
But we could come up with another option. I can give you infinite.
Here's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Am I being the guy who's like, I don't like the thing that you suggested, but I also don't have something to add for myself? You're over here with ideas, taking them out, presenting them to just here, just putting them back on the shelf. And I don't wanna be that guy. I don't wanna be that guy. I try and I try and I try not to be that guy.
Oh, Captain, maybe you're not, maybe we were just getting started. Let's see, and I'll say some more. And maybe this time you can give some feedback. We'll try it, hey. Let's explore.
Great. Yes, good.
If you don't want to follow Mars or complete the goal or go on a vacation, station, we could check out the weather systems above. Venus is home station.
No thanks. Wait, no. I don't wanna be that guy, 'cause those all sound really great. So let's just pick one of those.
Great.
What's your favorite of those?
Probably following Mars.
Are you sure that that's your favorite? No, I'm doing it again. Let's do the thing you chose.
Oh, at least, Captain, if there's something you don't like about an idea, some feedback can also be helpful.
Sure.
Just don't say no and stop.
Right.
That's the worst one.
The thing that I am concerned with.
Yes.
That happens some other times. The problem isn't the idea specifically. It's that the idea wasn't mine.
You don't want to be that. A variety of drinks.
Oh, no. I love our beautiful world, but it has one huge problem. There is only one drink.
That's right. And oh, I long for a variety of drinks.
We have our one drink. It isn't even a name of category because there's only one thing in it, and we call it drink. And I love to drink. It is my favorite drink because it is the only drink.
And you know, Corpsal, I don't believe that knowledge makes you a less happy. You know, I don't believe that ignorance is bliss, but I wish sometimes we had not received that small scrap of space information that told us other places have other drinks.
The one piece of information that came to our world from another world was a picture of something called a vending machine. And in that vending machine, there was a whole list.
Oh, I dream of it. There were so many drinks.
I can list all of the drinks. It was such a big vending machine.
A1, a Snapple peach iced tea.
A2, Barks root beer, also peach.
A3, a lemon lime Gatorade for me.
A4, a vitamin water with vitamin C.
So many drinks. They have so many drinks.
We only have one drink. That's what we think.
They got so many drinks.
Drink. And it stinks.
champagne bottles.
Just champagne after champagne all in a row.
In a row.
And the row under that is something called smart water. If I drank it, I wonder what I would know.
Universe above us, if you could only provide us with.
Dear universe. Dear universe above us, if you could only provide us with.
A ship approaches! Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Well, howdy! Sorry to be some busting in first contact. How do you do?
How do you do? I'm the helmsman. This is my captain.
I'm the captain of the Yeehaw Mars Atropolis.
And I'm the first one to say that I'm the helmsman of the Yeehaw Mars Atropolis.
Hello, hello. I am Capsule. This is my brother.
I'm Corpsle. Hello.
And we are the kings.
We're the kings of this world.
We're the kings of this planet.
Do you have kings? Not for some time now. We used to have kings back in the day. But we ain't got kings
we
anymore.
We got rid of them.
We
too many
put
problems.
Them on a train to Babasville.
Sometimes we let people wear crowns for fun.
Yeah, I love wearing a crown. Y'all don't got crowns.
No, that's not what kings, we don't wear crowns.
No. But you are here just in time. We were just praying to the big universe.
Come to us in a time of great crisis for our perfect world with one huge problem.
Oh, well, that's perfect, because, boy, we've been hankering for some solving.
Well, this one is going to push you to the very limits of your ingenuity to solve. It is a problem so immense. I hope that you are prepared to devote a greater part of your lifetime to solving our horrible plight.
Well, yeah, I mean...
This sounds exactly what we've been looking for. Something meaningful that'll be hard to solve.
But we can really dig into you.
Yeah. Do you know any drinks?
Do we know any drinks?
Do you even know of the concept of multiple drinks?
Well,
I know you are shocked to learn there is more than one drink. But we have had information from a faraway world that apparently there are many drinks.
Oh, yeah.
There is something called V8, but for some reason it is in C4.
Well, sure.
What is this eternal riddle?
Oh, shoot. Well, this is actually not that big of a problem for us to solve for you. Yes, this is a vending machine, and we can provide you with one. Oh, shoot. That was really easy. Do you have any sort of like socioeconomic inequalities?
No, we got rid of those a long time
ago. Good job, us too. Okay.
You know, though, there's a lot of planets in this solar system.
Yeah, maybe we'll just keep exploring.
Yeah, maybe just keep going.
Helmsman, will you unload the good people a V8 and other drinks from the vending machine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, do y'all know the difference between a donkey and a mule?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
You see, a donkey is a giant, scaly beast.
And the mule is a tool you use to help rise yeast.
Oh, I think there might be something different in this world.
Fun. Cultural exchange.
Yeah. Well, here you go. This is the best one we have so far. It's called a Coca-Cola Freestyle. And it's got a lot of combinations of drinks. It does go out of order quite frequently.
Thank you so... It will be such an improvement to only having one drink. Thank you.
We will
Thank
choose
you.
This one machine to share to the entire kingdom.
If there's anything that we can ever do, please, just let us know.
Oh, all right.
I guess just, keep doing you.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't let the scarcity of this one resource sort of like spiral out.
Oh yeah, don't let that undo anything that y'all already accomplished.
No, I don't see it. There's no reason that would happen. I do not think.
You promise?
Yeah, sure. What's that mean?
You don't know what a promise is?
We don't have promises here.
Oh, how do you make like vows? Intentions you hope to commit to?
Truths.
Oh, sure.
Truths.
Okay. That you know, they're actionable truths.
Sure.
You got those?
Yeah.
You understand that concept?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking.
Okay.
I'd hate to come down to a planet that was like basically perfect and undo it. We just drove over some V8s.
I'm sure that won't happen.
You truth that?
I truth that I'm sure that won't happen.
Do you feel good about this?
Yeah, I mean, there's the issue of, like, just because they're sure that they think it won't, there's no way for them to know. Listen, we can't take the machine back now.
That's true.
So, good luck!
Yeah! Oh.
Oh, to be on this planet.
Oh, to be on this different planet.
Oh, to be here where we live.
Oh, to be here where we live. A perfect world, but for one thing.
But for one thing.
But for one thing.
Oh, we've solved so many issues, but yeah. One still nags at us so.
Half of us have low voices, and half of us have high voices.
And we have such a hard time over the phone.
We do. And the phones we have developed only work on one of the voices, so I can't call you.
We always have to just text instead.
Texting works fine.
Texting actually works fine.
It's just the voice talking between half of the population that has your voice.
And half that has yours.
They can't call each other. In person, fine. Not a problem.
Choirs sound good.
Choirs are good. Texting again.
Fine.
No problem. But when we try to talk on the phone.
Oh no! And sometimes, boy, don't you really just wanna chat?
Ooh.
And you can't meet in person, so you wish you could just text, but call you back.
Sometimes I really just wanna hear your voice.
Hear your voice
from far away, but I don't have that choice.
Because we
another world that has a problem, and I don't know if this one's the one to go down to.
Oh yeah, hell's me. Well, surely any problem is worth solving.
Yeah, you would think that. Let me just sort of run it by you.
Yeah,
you tell
sure.
me if you think it's worth
that.
The fuel
yeah.
go down. Okay, so as I understand it, they've developed phone technology.
Great to see.
They got texting. It basically works just that I can see.
Huh.
Basically, they've made phones that don't hear certain tones. They've
made phones that don't hear certain tones. And that's the only problem, you're sure? That's the only issue that they're facing alone.
As far as I know, they've made phones, but they only hear
some tones. Yes, I'm gonna suggest we go ahead and scoot along.
Why don't we just drop them one of our phones and let them sort of like copy it? Yeah, throw it out the window.
Sorry.
Turn off the pressure.
Sorry. Hey, y'all. Hey, we're just passing by. Wanted to see if you wanted to try this phone. No worries, we don't need it back.
We're very strong.
Thank you.
Well, if there were two of them made of this technology...
Oh, no, they already left.
They just gave us a phone for some reason.
I guess at least maybe we could undo it and study it and maybe replicate
Let's undo it and study it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Captain, I've tried to catch... Oh, I'm captain.
You're the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the helmsman.
Helmsman.
Brian.
Brian, I tried to... I'm trying to keep up with Mars, but they dashed to one planet and then they've already moved on. I guess, you know, there's just no gold to be found.
What do they do above this planet?
Which one?
How many have we followed them to?
Two.
The second one.
They dropped a phone out the window.
Let's do that just to be safe.
Okay. Hey, here's a phone. We're very strong. Oh, good, now we have two.
Now we can solve all of our problems.
Hello?
Hello.
I can hear you just fine. Mm. You are next to me, though.
Yeah, this could have been a text. But it's nice.
It is nice.
Thank you,
Space People. Oh, that's nice.
That felt good.
It did feel good.
Seems like whatever Mars did, we did it better.
More. Just
You're right,
more.
Sorry, I'm trying not to be that guy.
It's okay.
I'm competitive. So... Still,
Still just chasing them, I guess.
Whatever you want.
Or we could just try to do our own thing, I guess. We could go with some different quadrants. Or we could put out a signal that was like, do you need any help?
You're saying maybe instead of just going to places and doing what we think of as help, doing what we sort of think, you know, based on the way that we live our lives, that we know better for those people, that we should ask... What people need.
Oh, shit.
And then do that.
Did Mars get too bored and they started to colonize just a tiny bit? I'm sure it was small. They moved on.
It's probably nothing.
Okay.
It's probably fine.
But we should see if anybody wants help. It would ease our minds. We should send out a signal.
Yes.
We should sing out a note. To see if there's anyone who needs some hope.
And try so hard and realize it's so easy to accidentally colonize.
Right.
Let's not do that.
Let's definitely not do that. And if we start to feel like we're sliding back, then we'll really not do that.
We'll just ask. We'll just ask. Put it out a signal that says, oh, no.
Greetings. Greetings, universe. This is the USSSSSSSS Sumter's Mill.
Fort.
Sumner's Mill? Fort Sumner's.
You know, we've changed the name of the ship so many times. That was painted on the side at some point.
Sumner's Mill. Just wanted to see if anybody needed anything. Can we get you anything? Can we help in any way? No judgment. Like, you know, something that maybe you need that we have. Oh, it's out. Is something coming back in? Yes!
Hello, friendly people there.
Okay.
Do not be afraid.
I'm a little afraid.
It's just my normal voice.
Okay, yep, exactly.
Everyone sounds like me.
Great.
Well, not just like me.
Sure. Hey, but what do you need?
Kinda like me.
Do you need anything?
Is my voice weird?
Nope, I'm sorry I reacted at all.
Is it too scary?
Nope, I don't know. Rose would smell as sweet at all.
You're not gonna help me.
No.
Because my voice is so scary.
No, we would love to help. We would love to help.
Okay, we have finite resources and too many people. The problem we have.
Yeah, that can be really
finite resources, so many people, and we multiply every 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And the resources only multiply every 2 minutes.
But we are already four guys.
We're now four guys now.
We used to be one,
but now we're four guys. Isn't that fun? And we have one resource, except now we have two.
But that is only two. And again, we now are four dudes.
Well, they asked for help, so I think it's safe. Finite resources, too many people. This should be great. Also, this one sounds hard.
It sounds really hard. We should probably call Mars.
We're gonna need help
from Mars.
I hate to ask for help from Mars.
Don't be that
trying
guy.
Not to be that guy.
Brandon.
But they're gonna hold this over my head for 100 years. What?
Probably not Brian, after all. They were also prospecting for problems, and we found the hard one to solve them. So, if you need the win,
yeah,
we kinda got the win.
We got here first.
Don't
okay.
be that
yeah,
guy.
No. You're right.
Just
thank you
between
for
you and I.
I really appreciate that. I'm taking baby steps. It's just funny because babies don't walk
until they do.
Until they do. Let's give Mars a squawk. Yeehaw, Captain!
Yes?
We're getting a message from the USS...
No one knows.
No one knows. Ooh, they seem to have found a problem.
Oh, good, finally. Oh, shoot, Brian's gonna be such a pain about this.
Here, let me read it. Hello, Mars.
Good Brian voice. It's that how technology yeah, works, yeah.
We've found a planet with too many people and not enough resources. Just the people we found. Should I start this again? Nope, it's too expensive to send. Here we go. Crap, shit. I really feel like I should start this again. No? Just go for it? Oh, yes. Well, now they're gonna think I'm talking to myself because I'm writing and you're not. Just go with it? Okay. So we found a planet, and the guy that we were talking to was one guy, but at this point, he's 16 guys. The whole planet seems to have this problem where their resources also grow, including the size of the planet. That's weird. But the people grow faster than the resources. We don't know what to do. Also, we found it first, but we need help. But we did find it first, but we do need help.
Don't worry, Brian.
Don't worry too much about that first part. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better.
Okay.
It's harf. Hard. Fuck me. This is hard to do. Okay. Bye. Love you. Shit. Didn't mean to write that. Just bye. Okay, bye. That's the letter.
Well, that does sound like a terrible problem. I'm glad to hear that the planet multiplies in size, but that's sort of worrisome. I wonder if it's going to create some sort of gravitational pull. I'm starting to worry that this is going to get really hard and complicated.
This one seems to have started from a planet that is hard and only getting harder. I will say, the universe is a big space, and as we know, it is sort of constantly expanding. So the fact that, like, space is being limited is actually not the issue here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Bring down the map.
Okay, so
see
the
how
whole
everything
thing
in the map
is growing. But you know, like, you know, different masses in space, they still create a gravitational pull.
Oh, for sure. No.
So I'm worried that this now planet, if it keeps growing, it's going to start sucking other planets nearer to itself.
Yeah.
At now, minimum, it's about to have a ton of moons.
Right. Now, I guess this raises the question, how has that not happened already?
Well, I guess, yeah, it's still in its nascent growing stages. I wonder about how old this planet even is.
Yeah, well, they didn't include any of that information.
We should probably get down there and start asking some questions, but remember this map and remember my whole moon theory, okay? Just yeah. In case I'm right.
I bet by the time this is done, there's going to be more moons than when we started.
All right, as long as we're on the same page, that there might be more moons than when it started. Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
We are now so many dunes.
We are countless dunes. And we have more resources, but not as many as
right,
dunes.
Right, right.
Fun fact, this planet is extremely new.
Okay, good. That's helpful for me to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now the resources are your food. Oh, another dune.
More dunes.
Yeah. You kind of have kind of a little... I don't know, there's something about you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just, I don't know, at first I thought, this is sort of weird. They're sort of like clones, you know? Like, uh-huh. I thought, you seen one dude, you seen them all.
Huh?
It's been so long since one I wanted to give a call. Oh, one dude was then 16. But there's something about 144, you know what I mean. Ooh, one dude, you seen them all. Until one dude makes you start to fall. What happened to making this type of dude that made me stop when you were the dude of them all?
I'm identical in every single way to every other dude that came before. Somehow, even though I am identical to all the other dudes, I'm just a little bit more.
You seen one dude, you seen them all. Until you came, you answered the call. There's something about you, I just can't put my finger on the ball. You seen one dude, you see, haven't seen them all.
Yeah.
And I like the way your knees only barely bend.
And you like my tiny slow spin. The two things I'll say them again. My knees barely bend, I do a tiny slow spin.
Ooh, you see one dude, you see them all. Until one dude makes you fall. You see one dude, you see them all. But what's different about you that makes me answer the call?
I don't know, but I feel it too. I've never seen anyone like you, and you're still my favorite kind of dude. Do you call all your people dudes?
No.
We call all of our people dudes.
And are you all just the same base of DNA, and you emerged and you're incredibly sentient, as if like one 45-year-old just became 1,000 45-year-olds?
Well, I like to think I'm different from those dudes.
I mean, that, you know, that's how I feel, baby.
Oh, thank you. I've only been alive for seconds and no one's made me feel like you. But I have a shared consciousness with all of my other beings.
Oh, you're like a hive.
Oh, we are a hive, but I'm not like those other bees,
no,
baby.
No, I know, baby. I know. I'm not trying to understand. You know, that's the first step. You shouldn't help without understanding.
Oh.
So, do you share all your thoughts? Do you share all your dreams?
Except for the ones I want to keep for just me. Yes, we have identical bones. Except my bones got something more. Ooh, the bones I have in store. Specifically more vertebrae. I have some hidden every day. Bloop.
Oh. Oh, wait, which one? You, my love.
Oh, no.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, it was me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm new.
Yes. And yes, there's something different where I'm not as into you.
Yeah, hard same.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Huh.
So, like, what are you doing now?
Trying to help your planet.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge problem. and it's compounding exponentially.
Did you always have two moons?
Nope, just one.
You seen one dude, you've seen them all, until you're on a big ever-expanding ball, and you start to say, ooh, 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 is there something glistening, or is it just the new additional moon? Q-A-S is a big, big planet getting bigger all the time.
Bigger every moment.
Yo, you two weren't lying. Brian, good letter, dude. Really loved all the specifics, my man.
Thank you. I feel like I kind of beefed it, but then...
No. I like this side of you. This is cute. All right.
It's not that I don't love you. It's just that...
You didn't mean to say
it. I usually write them to my darling wife and child.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine, Brian.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, no. This is exciting. So we got an ever-expanding planet that already now has four moons by my count. The people expand every 2 minutes and mm-hmm. the resources only at every four.
Yes, as I understand it, they share all their bones and dreams when they want to.
Okay,
those
so
are
like
the
an,
rules.
Like an opt-in hive mind, but not quite
an
a hive.
An opt-in hive mind is a great way to put it.
Now, here's my thing. Now, resources, that's quite an umbrella statement. Now, if I'm thinking if it was just sustenance, now for me, I don't need to eat every second of the day.
No.
Do these dudes know that? I know some of them are only like 4 seconds old. Do they just see the scarcity and get scared? And can we just assure them, hey, you just need to eat at like 3 times
yeah,
a day?
Yeah, is it like a panic buying toilet
right.
paper situation?
Exactly. Just asking.
Wait, one more time. You are saying that we don't need to eat every second of every day?
Well, I don't know. Like, our organism isn't, doesn't. Our organism isn't, doesn't.
That's right. I understand.
Martians. Earthlings, it's about the same for you, all right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just curious.
We don't need to, but we like to.
Sure.
I'm never happier than when I'm eating every moment of every single day. But yes, our bodies and our technology have been sort of evolved beyond the need for food anymore.
I'm just curious because a lot of you are seconds old, so you might not have the concept of like object permanence or just, you know, I don't know. I'm asking questions. How often do you need to eat?
Sorry, are you a new person? You went behind a column and then you just came back out.
Nope, same person.
I've learned object permanence. And now we have learned object
permanence. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Great job, dudes.
Everyone's going to want to opt into this part of the hive mind.
Oh, great.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and can I ask you, do you see color or just black and white?
No, we see the normal, like, colors, heat, sound, feelings, vibes. You know, the normal stuff.
You see vibes?
Yeah.
Care to give us a read?
You don't see vibes?
I mean, I don't think I see vibes. No, I don't. I can see.
I don't see vibes.
Brian, it's okay.
Let me tell you what I see. Let me just tell you, the vibes are good to me. You can't see the vibes I see. You gotta get this with me. Do you wanna just hive mind a little?
I guess,
You can see the vibe.
Okay, yeah. Are you actually seeing anything or are you just feeling it? Like, is it perception or does it take a physical form?
Those things are the same.
Cool.
For me.
Very cool.
And the vibes are, in case you want to know, high stakes, but very electrically charged. Like, there's danger out there, but also, like, feeling good. That's the vibes. But getting worse, getting so much worse.
Oh, no. All right, so there is a problem to solve. Shoot, I thought maybe we could just teach you object permanence and then and that would kind of...
Object permanence was huge. We love to learn object permanence. Thank you so much. You could leave now and that would be enough. Maybe this is a problem we must solve for ourselves. We haven't eaten yet.
Oh, you've never eaten.
I don't think we need to. You said it and I didn't want to like go, what's eating? No, it was embarrassing. Embarrassing. I didn't know what they meant. But they were just
Should
kept
we
talking.
Try one time to eat?
Let's
see.
Try one time. Let's eat one time.
Okay, this is the coconut.
This is coconut. Bloop. Oh.
There's the other one.
Ouch.
Bad.
We hate it.
We hate it. We don't need to do it. Not gonna do it anymore.
I think we will just grow forever and keep getting moons.
Bigger, bigger, more moons. Any problem with that from your perspective?
No. In fact, we never had a problem. In fact, we had to come here just to find you, so...
Well, you see, we have... Here's why we thought it was a problem. Occasionally, other spaceships will like, beep, 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 and we'll hear them on the radio that we have. And they all say, oh, we're hunting for resources. So we thought, oh, no. We should also get resources. Everyone else is getting resources. We must go get resources.
Oh, you thought it was like a fad or something?
No, we just, everyone was getting them, and that made us think we need them.
Oh.
Because everyone else has them.
Oh.
Do we need them?
I guess not.
Okay.
If you don't need them, then you don't need them. I'm sorry that our wanton nature incepted you with a terrible greedy thought.
But now we all have the greedy thought.
Oh. You how don't
do we,
need it.
How do we get rid of it?
Oh,
You're asking how to change who you are at your core being? Well, it's hard. It's hard and it's going to take time. And you need good friends to help you do it. Because you won't be able to do it alone.
Okay, what if we all share thoughts, though?
Then you probably can do it a lot faster than Brian. No offense, Brian.
None
we're so
taken.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
First, you should probably, just identify that problem.
Okay.
It'll be helpful if you do it yourself versus us telling you what it is.
Oh. What is the problem?
What should we say?
What should we say?
What is the problem? They're looking at us a certain way.
If we say what we think is the problem and we're wrong,
will they laugh?
They will go, ha, 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 ha.
And then we will feel bad.
I will feel bad. What is the problem? Something about greed?
We should decide greed is bad and greed we do not need.
We don't need greed. Greed we don't need.
No one has ha ha or he he he.
A few. Did we get it right?
Do we do a good job and you want to be friends with us?
Yes, that's actually it. Got it in one.
Oh.
Don't need greed.
Great. We all know it now because we are a hive.
Yeah.
Everyone opted in.
Oh, great job.
Okay, well, take care, you guys.
Sure.
Well.
I will say, first of all, thank you for coming aboard, Captain Brian. Oh, sorry. Brian, you're the helmsman now. Captain.
I'm the captain now.
Thank you for coming aboard. This day really got away from us. We thought it was going to start one way and...
Well, I had more fun than looking for gold.
Absolutely had more fun than looking for gold.
You know, it's always good to see new sights.
It, on the whole, was really good for me, except for that one part where I sort of learned that I'm maybe not the man I want. I'm not my most ideal self. And the other part where I just wrote such an embarrassing email.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
That can be a really tough day for you, my friend. I'm so sorry to hear that, but
yeah.
I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but I guess, looking back on this whole day, it was kind of like no big deal the whole time. Like every part of it was kind of fine.
And it was real, real fun, make no mistake. But everything that we found turned out to have no stakes. Sometimes
Because you know it will make you feel better about yourself.
So what you're saying is don't just help to help. You gotta learn when to listen.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, us three, do we think that Brian was the problem all along? The only problem we're solving was helping him grow big and strong.
I guess that all of our problems come from a personal space. If we work on ourselves, that's the best way to help everyone this day.
Yeah.
So I guess I could be a slightly better me, and maybe that would help everybody.
Infinity is actually infinite me. The only place to explore more is not infinity. It's infinite me. The only place left to explore more is infinite me.
I understand. I think it's very clear. All of us inside ourselves are the final frontier.
On you.
Sure, yeah, no, I sometimes find that I really like have to drill down and focus on a detail. Like, remember when I really needed to know about the moon situation and it really didn't actually matter. But I needed to be right about the moon.
For me personally, I just need to like pick a thing that I like and stop changing the name of our spaceship.
Sure.
Because I'm always finding a new shiny thing, and sometimes perfect is the enemy of complete, you know?
And for me, it's just a classic imposter syndrome, you know. I had the good idea, you maybe the captain, and it still felt weird even though I knew for years that I'd be a better captain than you.
Not to be weird, you're definitely a better captain than me, but was I imagining it, or was there something going on between you and one of those specific very many clones?
Oh. No infinity, but an infinite me. But the infinite me that meets infinite you. Maybe my infinity,
infinity
is infinite me.
I am here to
and that dude.
Infinity spinning slowly.
Oh, infinity.
Now can you see the vibes between me and you?
I can't see.
Thank you, DC.
That is the brand new musical. Boy, we use the word infinite a lot.
Prospecting for problems.
That's great.
That's what it's called.
Prospecting for Problems, the musical. So what's going to happen now is, as is the case with many shows as they're developing and getting on their feet, is they'll often have small productions and they'll invite the cast and crew on stage and they'll do a talk back with the audience just to see if there were any questions or themes or things that felt unresolved or sometimes compliments. So in a moment, we're going to all
They're mostly compliments, usually.
We're going to invite the entire cast and crew of Prospecting for Problems on stage, and if you have a question for them, you can line up here. We can take about 6 to 9.
1, 2. People are coming already. Yeah,
hello.
Great. Thank you so much.
And
that is a great number.
That's probably
number.
It. Thank you so much. Go ahead and line up, and please welcome to the stage the cast and crew of Prospecting for Problems. And then just to help our sightlines friends, maybe we can pull the line.
Let's wrap this line this way.
Just
we're
so we don't lose.
It this way. Wow, yes. Excellent.
Thank you so much. Oh, sorry, front row.
Here is what we're going to do. We're going to pull these first seats.
Okay, we're
going to
pull these really left.
We did
stage
it.
Left.
Look at that.
Okay, here they are on stage. Here they come. Welcome them. Thank you for those house lights, Evan, that I didn't cue you for, even though I said I was going to. Give it up for Evan up in the booth. Everyone here at the Miracle Theater. Incredible job. Okay. What's your name and who's your what's your question?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Sorry, you should have them. Sorry. Just very good.
This very sexy show should definitely have them. Yes.
I want to say that I loved having Veronica on set. I felt like you were... Because when Cliff and I were first trying that scene, I mean, we both wanted to go there because it's... Obviously, it's erotic, you know, and it's sensual. The spin is so slow.
When you have... I was a little bit worried, firstly, when I read the script because I was like, slightly bent knees and a slow spin, you can't show that on stage.
It's too sexy.
It'll get shut down, but I came in from a place of trust and you were both so open, so communicative about sharing what you felt comfortable with, and at the end of the day, if they're comfortable, the audience is comfortable.
Right.
And that's what you have to
So we decided
first.
That all we felt we could collectively handle was 3 spins total. Anything beyond that, and it would just start
to... And that's how many there were.
It would start to feel like we were maybe just getting to a place that we wouldn't be able to cut back to in the rest of the show.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you so much for your question. Hi. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
My name is Sam. I have a question for the casting director. I'm wondering just how long it took to get so many dozens and then hundreds of clones and then to fit them all on the stage.
It was a casting challenge for sure. I don't know if you've ever tried to cast twins, but there's only so many twins. This was much worse than twins. And when it came down to it, I came to the producers and I said, look, these people aren't gonna be identical. I can't do that.
And then I'm the set designer, and I said we could do some mirrors. So I suggested we could just do some mirrors. Took them a while to listen to me. They just kept saying.
And then I had a great idea to do a bunch of mirrors.
Yeah. Just like, you know, like so the end of chorus line where there's mirrors and looks like a bunch of... I was like, this has actually been established in musical theater. Be actually a great.
And I think I'm
homage.
The first person to have ever done it.
So there's actually only 14 dudes that stand in for 114.
I said, I can find you 14 identical dudes and not one dude more. Thank you so much for your question. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
My name's Kathleen, and I have a question for the writer of the show.
Writers! It took a lot of us.
Takes a village.
Well, I know the main writer who came up with the idea for the show. As we all know, you used to be a very famous neuroscientist.
Yeah. That's me!
Yeah, of course. Well, then, like, a year ago, you went on sabbatical from your job, and you came back with this breaking ground musical about space clock vectors.
And I wonder...
someone read the program.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kathleen. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a simple story. I was a neuroscientist. I was developing actually some tiny, vibrating, like they're the size of an eyelash that can go on dendrites.
So small.
I was doing sort of incredible work, and then I went to Coachella. And I was like, wait a second, what if I did something way dumber? So I promise to get back. I'll keep working on the motorized eyelashes that'll reignite dendrites that have died, and I'll put that into good use for humanity. But I just needed to do this for a laugh.
Thank you so much. Hello. Hi, what's your name? Who's your question for?
My name is Jules, and I have a question for the old-time prospector that time traveled from 1949 to consult on this play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so lucky to have Jasper.
You live in terrifying times. All day, you're just looking at little glass boxes. You swap them with your finger. You don't look at birds. You don't look at cows. You're just swapping on the little thing. And did you know there's books in here? You can read whole books. If I had one of these things,
yeah, thank
I'd
you, Jasper.
Never get another piece of gold again. I'd walk into the end of the world. I'd walk into the sea and try to sing.
Thank you, Jules, for your question. Hi.
We got to send him back.
Yeah.
But can we?
I don't think
so. We can't send him back.
He knows too much. We can send him maybe wait. I don't know. We have to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Scientific
consultant.
Nailed it.
Who obviously you have so many correct scientific concepts.
Yes.
I don't want to toot our own horn. We have only correct scientific concepts.
And so, yeah, just what was it like working with them and experiencing that?
Well, as you know, as one of the main writers, I'm a neuroscientist, so I was able to cover most brain-based things, but yeah, I brought in my good friend who's an astrophysicist, and he was like, you gotta put this moon stuff in there.
Gotta have the moon stuff in here. And then Julie was like, you have no idea what email's gonna be like in the future. Mostly the same, but there's a big voice aspect to it now.
I'm pretty confident there's gonna be a voice component, yeah.
So I think it's just one of those things where it's like, not every problem is a nail, so we got not just hammers, but like every tool which we could think of, and there were a lot of them because, again, we're science people. So we know the names of lots of tools.
Yeah.
And not just like hammers, even more tools. Smaller ones, ones that you have to sterilize, which is most of them.
And wait, as we said, everything is correct, especially the math.
The math is really correct. When you take 4 and do it exponentially, 16 is a number you arrive at.
That one is right.
Yes.
That one's definitely
And we
right.
were confident about it when we said it. Thank you so much for your question. Hello. Ada, incredible questions.
Oh.
The Coca-Cola Freestyle machine was, I'm going to say, given to us by the Coca-Cola Corporation.
And then we tried to incorporate a lot of Coca-Cola brands, but we did deviate sometimes. We had to put Mountain Dew Code Red in because of an agreement with Mountain Dew Code Red.
Mountain Dew Code Red said, we think this is going to be the gamers musical, so we need to make sure the gamers drink is in there. And Coca-Cola was like, that's fine as long as you also put V8 and Fanta in there, because we're doing a big V8 Fanta push.
And Ada, the actual machine was donated, and this is wild, from middle schools that used to allow them filled with soda. We used to let middle schoolers get as much soda as they wanted.
They used to go to school, and the school decided
they can have
you pick what to drink.
Much soda as you want. As many dollars and coins as you bring, that's how much soda you can have.
Yes, and Coke thought that was great, and now they can't do that anymore.
So there's a lot of extra vending machines laying around, and so the actual machine was donated from a local middle school.
That's right. Thank you
so much
for
your question.
My name is John, and I have a question for you.
for the IP consultant.
Great.
So as you know, this play is a tie-in to the Drinkwarpocalypse, the prop fueler franchise about a giant war over a single vending machine.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Did they come to you or did you go to them?
That was a hive mind moment. Do you know the concept of sort of like parallel thinking?
Yeah. We had a general with them and we went in to pitch it. And the thing we pitched was the thing that in that meeting that we had just come after, they had decided they needed. So we were like, got it. And that's usually how development goes.
Yeah. Easy, it's, immediate yeses, no process.
Everyone says yes. Everyone's like, that idea that you, the creatives, had, good. Run with that. We have no notes or thoughts on how to do it.
And this was just another perfect example of a completely unnoted production.
That's right. And this is proof that nothing ever needs notes.
Where could you possibly improve?
None to be made.
What would you trim? Raise the stakes? I don't know.
We kind of like that there are no stakes.
Yeah.
There are almost stakes.
And then
there
we
are times when it seems like there really might be.
We're approaching stakes and then everyone says, how about no?
There's one planet where it's implied that actually things are about to go horribly wrong with colonialism. And then it's, or was it colonialism? Yeah. But no, it's perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello. Oh,
hello.
Hi there. My name is Mitch. My question, first of all, absolutely the musical for gamers.
Thank you so
the
much.
The first compliment. We love to see it.
Yeah. Where are all those compliments? Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
I have a question for the producers. Just wondering if this was in partnership with AT&T, making everyone's phones go a little bit more alone today?
Yeah, you know, I think like, you know, I think that was just a personal thing where we've had too many like times where a text could have been a phone call could have been a text, and we thought, could we get money from yet another brand? Because
mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to put on a show like this. Did you see how many mirrors we have? You know,
yeah.
We need a ton of money. And so, yes, Coca-Cola gave us money. Mountain Dew gave us money.
We did write some early versions of some songs that are really very clearly digging for any and all IP we can ever get. They didn't make it into this version. But yes, we did reach out. Thank you so much for your question. Hello.
It is very accurate. Well, I think like we obviously gave ourselves the freedom of fantasy, and that's extremely helpful. Yet we did decide to mash American Gold Rush specifics onto Martians. And the thing is we don't know anything about Martians as far as we know.
That might be right.
They're as far as we know, they don't exist. Martians specifically.
As far as we know, Martians specifically don't exist. But I think part of what's so wonderful about living in the fantasy of it all is you get to look at these questions that don't have answers, and you get to say definitively, this is true. Because a piece of theater that leaves you asking questions is not what we're here to do. We're here to be like, here's the answers to questions you didn't even know to ask.
And maybe just small questions.
Small questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your question.
And thank you, all of you, for your questions. And thank you for being here tonight with us.
We're just going to close out with a reprise from the a cut song from the show.
This was early on. We didn't have the funding that we needed, and so we were making a lot of big swings to get more funding. It is between the captain and the helmsman, not of the Martian ship, of the American ship.
On the tip of my tongue that I am longing to say, but I'll store it away like in a Ziploc or even covered in Reynolds wrap.
There's something I am longing to do, but I am too hungry to, and so I gotta dive into this delicious Big Mac.
Oh, and seeing you
hate that, I know what you mean, but for me, I prefer a lean cuisine that I could possibly put in my microwave from Samsung. And the best part is when it's over, it'll beep a song at me.
And if you do not answer the first time, it gets much longer still. Listen to this Samsung trill. It gets really intricate, like.
When my Samsung is sung to me.
When my Samsung
sings to me.
Fresh and hot, and put on my Samsung belt that I have Samsung got.
When my Samsung sings to me, sings to me, it sounds like a symphony. When my Samsung sings to me, it's like a symphony.
Corporate sponsor. Dear universe, please hear me. We're open to any and all IP. Any funding you could provide, that includes you, Pots Comma Tide.
Samsung.
T-Mobile.
AT&T. What will it be? What will it be?
Verizon.
McDonald's. Code Red.
Burger King. Not Chick-fil-A. Look inside, infinity. Bye.